Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trucks. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Grimek. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Steve Grimek. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carrasquel. The throw from House and he is safe. Carrasquel steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline who is chasing the ball. Minoso reaches third base with a triple. Carrasquel scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Minoso tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Grimek covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield takes first base on ball four. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels strikes out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks bunts towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Lawler moves to third. Groth moves to second. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek strikes out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive, foul, into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hatfield hits a line drive into right field. Rivera picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Rivera. House moves to third. Hatfield moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. House scores. Hatfield scores. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Groth reaches second base with a double. Michaels goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-0 in the game. Trucks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-1 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Dropo reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dropo moves to third. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to home to get Dropo. Kaline moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-1 in the game, with a single. House hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 0-1 in the game. Grimek hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Minoso bunts towards the mound. Grimek fields it and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to third. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatfield strikes out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Niemann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-2 in the game. Boone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-2 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Michaels hits a line drive into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Sushok pinch runs for Walt Dropo. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline bunts towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. Sushok moves to second. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. House is walked intentionally. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimek hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Bilardi now playing first base. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 1 in the game. Trucks bunts towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to second. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Groth scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Fox reaches second base with a double. Carrasquel moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Minoso is walked intentionally. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carrasquel tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-2, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Cavaretten now playing first base. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 3 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Hatfield reaches second base with a double. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Marlowe now pitching. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. Trucks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline strikes out. 1 out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. House hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing pinch hits for Dick Marlowe. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-4 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Delsing moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.